Today FM Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis and Cadbury. There's a glass and a half in everyone.
I'm Alison Curtis with you. It's 10:37 in the morning and Susan Jane joins me now. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. You know, I have to say, first of all, I'm so happy to be here. You're such a huge part of our life, whether you know it or not.
Are we?
Yeah. We tune in every weekend.
Oh,
so it's really great to be here with your listeners too.
We have your younger one with us, but he's very super engrossed and quiet. The headphones solve everything, don't they?
They do.
So I looked back through The Virtuous Tart again last night, and I do forget, like, it's a very generous book in that there's so much in it, and the way that it's written is so accessible. And I'm ashamed to say that I used it so much and then I kind of parked it and now I've gone back to it again. But it is very generous. You have a lot of recipes.
I have a lot of recipes. And you know what? That's okay, because I've even parked recipes because there's a kind of a fashion, like just like with clothes. I don't think it's any different with food. Some things come in. Do you remember the chia gel?
Yeah.
The craze about knocking back. Once you soak chia, they go all gloopy. They're kind of like...
They stick to you like your dish sponge.
Yeah. They're like the bastard child of an egg white and a packet of poppy seeds.
Yeah, they're just strange.
Gross. And this was a massive craze that swept across California, and it was a bona fide craze.
Yeah.
And now when... I mean, of course, I love these sort of trends like iron filings to a magnet.
Yeah.
I just get sucked in. And then I'm over it like a vampire in a tanning salon. I'm like, oh, no.
No. Done. But
so,
it is true. And, you know, I suppose after reading the book, I was like, the one question I want to ask is that for you, what would be your overall approach to eating? Like, what is your overall approach to getting nutrients into the family? Just a blanket.
It's got to taste great and treat your body better. So it's not a case of replacing something that you really love, because that's just penitential.
Yeah.
I'd rather find food that tastes great and also, you know, services your body.
Okay.
So if you think about it, like, when you're dating a really gorgeous guy and then later you find out he's loaded.
Yeah, it's great.
That's my philosophy. Oh, thanks. Thanks, lovely. That's my smallest little one I smuggled into.
That's fine. I have often had Joan chatting here in the background. I'm going to get the break out of the way. And then you've got, which I really love, is you've got the play date recipes that people will always go for, everyone goes for. Because I do find that if I go for the healthier swapping out, for example, like I do a dessert or something, I love it. But the hubby and the daughter go, they can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they reject it.
Yeah.
And just your three, you know, favorite
three
desserts.
Top ones. Yeah, I'll do that.
Today FM Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis and Cadbury. There's a glass and a half in everyone.
You're welcome back. 10:44 in the morning, and there's your mic. Susan Jane White joins me now, and The Virtuous Tart is the most recent book of yours, and actually we have three copies to give away, so we're going to say just text TART, T-A-R-T, to 0874-100-102 in your own name if you'd like a copy of it. But I suppose two things I wanted to say before we get to the recipes. One is, you know, in your book you would have things like coconut blossom syrup or brown rice syrup or teff flour. Like, realistically, you know, if people do decide to invest in these kind of products, they are a little bit pricier and they're a little bit harder to find. So help us on this front.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And you know what? Coconut sugar, I've blown that out of my cupboards now because I just cannot afford it. And actually, I think I do cover that in the book as well, saying this is just ridiculously expensive.
It's expensive.
Gram for gram, it's more expensive than organic kale, hand harvested by Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, exactly.
But it tastes so good.
Yeah, it does taste good. So you've got other suggestions for
other
supplements
suggestions
to that.
Yeah. I mean, actually my favorite natural sweetener would be date syrup, and it's even cheaper than maple syrup.
Okay.
And a lot of, you know, our local four-letter German supermarkets.
Yeah, have
really
maple syrup at a fairly...
Yeah, at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
So things have come down in price. Some things have. Coconut sugar has not.
No.
I haven't had it in my cupboard, honestly, in about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then there's other things like teff flour and coconut flour that I had so much fun playing with and that were very fashionable at the time. And people wanted to know what to do with it. So I addressed that issue then. And then looking back, what I tend to do now, if I bought a packet of teff flour or millet flour, I'll freeze it. You can freeze any flour you're not using.
Oh.
So it tastes super fresh when you do use it, and you use it straight from frozen, which
is
kind of groovy. Yeah. And before anyone texts in going, she's probably got a massive freezer, I have 2.5 drawers.
Right.
But I'm just like a disciple of Mary Poppins. I know exactly
where
in
everything
there.
Goes. Because people do, whenever we do talk about alternatives, people do go, it's it's pricey? Are people actually going to make the effort to kind of go out and get it? So tell me about the play date treats. And I like this because you did make the point that if you make it kind of crazy and the little kids visiting don't want it, your own will kind of start
rejected
it,
so, and then never want it again.
Yeah.
So I tend to go quite... go for a simple and tasty recipe on play dates because I want everybody to enjoy it. And the best one I've ever done is just frozen bananas. Whiz it up and blender, just one ingredient ice cream.
Wow.
So in California they have, you know, those kind of Mr. Whippy handles you pull down and you have your 99s. They have those with just banana in it. And it tastes sensational.
Literally just banana?
Just banana.
Okay.
Frozen banana. So what you can do is, especially, you can get them in on special offer in supermarkets where the blackened bananas.
Right.
So get a whole load of those for €1. I just walk into my Super Value and they put a special price on me if I ask them.
Yeah.
And then just break them up and put them on a nonstick parchment in your freezer on a tray or a breadboard and freeze them and then just bundle them up into a freezer bag. And anytime a play date comes, pour it into a blender, or if you have a food processor, you can use that, but it'll need a kind of help with some liquid like milk.
Okay.
Or if they want it really sweet, maybe a bit of maple syrup, and whiz it up, and it's soft scoop ice cream.
Love it.
So good. And it's really good for adults as well because it's got... bananas are rich in vitamin B6,
right,
and we need B6 for our sleepy hormone, melatonin.
Okay. Right.
So no B6, no sleep.
Yeah, I'm on a serious B complex.
Okay.
I need all my Bs.
You have a B complex.
I have a B complex. What would be your second suggestion then?
My second suggestion is, well, you've probably heard of the chia jam, and I know I just took down chia a moment ago.
Right.
But you can buy milled chia instead of whole chia. And the whole chia is the one we were laughing at a while ago that
looks
kind of like
so
a frog spawn.
And
was never really enjoyable, but is very high in omega-3.
Right.
And so omega-3, we know, is really good for us. And it's a sneaky way to get it into your child's diet.
Yeah.
But you're buying milled chia, again, in your local four-letter German supermarket.
Okay.
They've got milled chia, their Irish brands.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay.
And health food stores have them equally priced. They're really competitively priced in there as well. And milled chia makes a really simple jam. So if you buy fruit, what we do is we get frozen raspberries because they're way cheaper than fresh raspberries.
Are they?
We defrost them, blend them in the blender, and then add milled chia, which makes it
like the like a jam texture.
Yeah, but it doesn't
like
have those awful sort of crunchy seedy bits. It's because it's milled. It's kind of into a
flour. Did try it with full chias, and I think that was what was putting them off. So
milled chia. It's more fudgy texture,
and they can go
and
for
they
that.
Love it.
Okay.
And sometimes I add a bit of set honey as well, if to make it sweeter, depending how sweet the raspberries are. But all play dates go for that on pancakes, and they love it.
Okay, I like that one. And your third play date suggestion?
Third play date. Oh, halva, and I brought some in for you, but it's probably too crinkly to have live on air, so you can tuck into that later.
Okay.
But I make a halva very simply from tahini. And tahini is an ingredient that is popularly used in hummus.
Like hummus, yeah.
So it's in every single shop. Even your corner store tends to have tahini. And if you freeze the jar of tahini with a little bit of maple syrup or honey and a tiny bit of coconut oil to help set it, and the quantities don't have to be perfect. It's a very forgiving recipe. It comes out as this frozen, fudgy, sweet.
So tahini?
Tahini, honey, or if you like maple syrup, use maple syrup. This one has date syrup.
Nice.
Date syrup's even cheaper. And so good.
It's like a fudge
straight from the freezer.
I love
and
that.
And it won't waste your money because you can have it in there for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
So it's not like making a huge batch of cupcakes and then wondering who's going to eat them.
But I love what about this book as well, Susan Jane, is that I love the science of it. Like, you know your stuff. But I love the geekiness of it, to be honest.
I am a royal geek.
No, but it's good. And I mean, you obviously have a background that, you know, is up to speed with it all, but I love the kind of science of it all and the fact that you're looking, you're looking at how the ingredients actually affect our health, and I do like that. But it's not preachy. It's quite edgy and a bit cheeky. A little bit, I hate the word naughty, but slightly naughty,
but
maybe.
It should be. Food should be. Yeah. Food should be all of those things.
Of course. So what are your three go-to recipes, like sweet things? Because this is what this book is all about, focused on that, moving on from, you know, your previous book. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of my three go-to, it's probably the same as the children's play dates.
Okay.
Because they are so, so easy. But with the halva, you can make different versions that. Say if you want a Middle Eastern vibe, you can put salted pistachios and a bit of rose water, and then you have this really fancy snazzy foot. Or you can put coffee beans, whole coffee beans, give it a crunch, and amazing caffeine fix as well with a bit of cocoa powder. So that is our number one that we just unflinchingly go for. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then we do a lot of pancakes because they're always a crowd pleaser, and I make them with buckwheat flour.
Yes.
And buckwheat has an amino acid. An amino acid is sort of like a subset of protein called lysine.
All right.
And lysine is really good for those who suffer from cold sores, which I did all my life. I haven't now in the last decade, which is great. Maybe it's testament to my good diet.
Your
or
buckwheat
my buckwheat
flour.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
And buckwheat is cheap. You get it in all supermarkets as well.
Yeah, I've used it before. Yeah.
I really think it's
fascinating. And do you think as a whole, as a country, we're definitely moving towards being more open towards, you know, moving away from traditional foods?
Yeah. And while we saw in the past trends, which are fun as well, and there's nothing wrong with these trends coming in and out, the larger trend is here to stay of actually finding food that makes you feel better, because that's people haven't given that up in the last 8 to 10 years. I started writing for the Sunday Independent nearly 10 years ago. And
really?
I'd say the readers thought I was complete and utter nut. Whereas now, it's gone mainstream.
Of course.
And I don't think we're going to go backwards. I think people really do realize that instead of asking questions as to why is that ingredient so expensive, really we should be looking at junk food and asking, why is that so cheap?
And why are we eating it? Why is it so good sometimes? It was brilliant to meet you finally, because I've been a fan of your writing for so long. And we'll have you on again, most definitely.